Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. This is another Take Back Our Community Thursday. Tonight, we're just hours away from this historic presidential debate where we're talking about the real issues that impact you and your community. My guests are Dr. Robbie Perry, Harvard University political science professor, Martin Mitchell, former Laurel City Council member and community activist, and Sheena Berry, neighborhood commissioner in DC's Ward 2. Thank you all for joining the conversation. Let me just start with you, Sheena. Mm-hmm. Are you going to watch the debate tonight? I guess that's the first question.
I might watch it for the optics. I'm tempted to not watch it because I've heard how they've treated Black media with covering it. That makes me very disappointed in how CNN is running the debate. However, I do want to see it. Everyone likes to see a train wreck. So I'm not 100% sure I'm going to watch it, but I'm going to follow it for sure.
Why do you say train wreck?
Donald Trump typically plays to his base through humor and, you know, making shameful jokes at people. And I don't necessarily want to support it by giving it ratings. And I know that's why it will be highly viewed, because his base will want to see him have the opportunity to do that to Biden's face, to President Biden's face. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Martin, what about you? Are you going to watch tonight?
Yes, most definitely. Tonight is the political Super Bowl. You know, to her point, Trump has the Trump effect, right? It drives people out, you know, to vote for good or for bad. You know, me personally, you know, as a point right now, I'm gonna be voting for Biden, but you know, I'm not the most enthusiastic, and so I still got a lot of questions for Biden, and there's still a lot I want to hear from him. You know, not to say that I will ever cross that line and go towards Trump. You know what I mean? But I will say, in college, I did vote Green Party once. So. Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, from your community perspective, Sheena, you are in Ward 2 here in the District of Columbia. Obviously, not everybody who is watching and listening to this particular conversation understands what that means. But how would you characterize some of the main issues that you would like to hear from the podium tonight from either candidate as it relates to what's happening on the ground in your community?
Well, the number one issue on Washington's, everyone in Washington is concerned about public safety. Everyone is concerned about the violence in our neighborhoods and how we can seize that. And we know from February of this year, earlier this year, Donald Trump said that he would send in the federal government and that he would not consult the mayor. That alone is scary to people who live here in Washington, D.C. We do not want our public safety in the hands of a Republican-ran government. D.C. is primarily ran by Democrats and supported by most people here are Democrats, identify as Democrats, even though I think we're doing that out of lack of options.
What do you mean lack of options?
Well, I mean, look who our candidates are. We have a person who is a felon. We recognize that in D.C. And everywhere in this country, a felon would not be able to run or can barely get a job, a second opportunity to be employed anywhere. But we could possibly have a felon as the president of the United States. And then we have a much older gentleman who has a history of making racial comments. You know, he was not supportive of integration. So our choices are not the best options, but we need to choose what is best for us, what's best for our lives right now. And Donald Trump is not that option.
Mm-hmm. Robbie, let me ask you, obviously you are a political animal, and so for work, obviously you would watch, but are you planning on watching the debate tonight? Please take your mic off mute, please.
Oh, absolutely. I'm watching the debate. Everyone should be watching the debate. This is, first of all, a historic debate. It's the earliest debate ever. So we get to see information and make up our minds earlier. Secondly, you get to see that these are two totally different candidates. Yes, one's 77, one's 81. They're not, you know, young chickens. But experience is something that Americans will have the option to choose. Now, it depends on the kind of experience you want. Do you want the kind of experience that leads to a capital insurrection and has, you know, the National Guard, you know, knocking on black neighborhoods as Project 2025 and the RNC and the Heritage Foundation will do if Trump is reelected in November? Or do you want somebody who you may not agree with everything on, but for the most part, he actually does represent your interests and the interests of people like you? And you have at least an inroad with, perhaps. If you're a black person, this is an opportunity for you to understand and to see what actually the Biden administration and Biden-Harris administration has in fact done. I mean, we have had, you know, one of the best economies since post-COVID ever. We have historic African-American highs as relates to employment, as relates to job sector growth, as it relates to educational achievement. And so, you know, there are some things that we should, you know, be willing to champion as African-Americans interested in following the election. No election is going to be perfect. No candidate ever is going to support everything that you agree with. If you ran yourself, you would find yourself disagreeing with yourself after you elected. And so we have to recognize elections are not up, and voting is not about your beliefs. It's not about your values. I tell my students all the time, you want to learn about my beliefs, come with me to church at Metropolitan AME on Sunday. Plug, 10 a.m., 1518 M Street. If you want to know about my values, come with me when I visit my parents in Tampa who are elderly. If you want to learn about my interests, though, my interests are why I participate in politics. I have interests. I'm a black man. I'm a gay man. I'm a middle-class educator. I'm someone from the Midwest. I've got interest in things. We all have interest, and we should have interest in politics because politics is the study of power. They say knowledge is power, right? Knowledge is power. Well, that means knowledge is politics, and you have to participate if you actually want to make the best use of a system that, yes, excluded us from the beginning, but because of our parents and their parents, we have an opportunity to participate now. To abdicate that power is really, it would be a shame. And the debate tonight will give us an opportunity to figure out how we're going to participate between now and November.
Martin, let me ask you this. As you are a former Laurel City Council member in Prince George's County, Maryland. When you look at some of the issues that you were addressing when you were in office, since I've been out of office, do you, number one, expect to hear anything tonight from either candidate that would trickle down to issues in Laurel City? And if so, what might those things be?
Sure. I think, you know, being a historian, one of the things that I understand is like the federal national landscape is important, but it's very important what happens at the local level, right? And so I think that, you know, I think that this will bring a bigger scope to what is happening at the local level, right? Because we see in some ways how the House is gonna change, right? We see that Jamal Bowman is no longer gonna be there. We see that Cori Bush is on the block, right? And so, you know, for me, that really not only speaks to what the president can do, but like what he can do once he gets there, right? Because we remember that, you know, Obama's first term, the House looked a lot different from the second term, right? And so that matters a lot to me. When we're talking about the local level, what I've worked on most is housing stability, right? We've seen since COVID, the fact of inflation. I remember when I first got involved in the housing issue, I was dealing with landlords who were, you know, abusing people, trying to charge 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, you know, 100% increase from lease to lease. And so I think that, you know, they can talk about housing stability. I think that one of the biggest things that Biden can do is make sure to focus in, and I know Congress has done it, focus in on purchasing of single family homes, right, by Wall Street. You know, like, because at the end of the day, we have to make sure by 2030, BlackRock doesn't own, you know, most of the available homes, right? because what they have done in times that they purchased homes, they've left them on the market. And what that does is it makes the housing more unavailable for the people who need housing. And so, you know, I think that that's something we should focus on. But I think we should also focus on, a tenant bill of rights, because going into a lot of these rental properties, and I can tell you Prince George's County is over 60% rental properties. You know, whether you're talking about single family or talking about multi-dwelling units, you know, a lot of the tenants are living in some pretty shandy conditions. Right. So I'm too questioning how they're able to raise rents, you know, outside of the temporary or the permanent bill that's now coming, but also the quality of housing that they're providing in the residents. So I think that's important, because when you talk about the inflation, the highest cost that's went up is rent. You know what I mean? Outside of that, it'll be groceries or gas, you know, but where people are living and, you know, the continuity of the life that they're living, I think is very important.
Yeah, I think you really, really make an excellent point. And I would be very interested to hear whether or not either candidate addresses that. Certainly the pundits are saying that Trump is going to focus on the economy while Biden is going to focus on, you know, on democracy. You know, Sheena, I've got about a minute before I take a break, but I want you to drill down a little bit more on the piece that you were talking about in reference to public safety and trying to take back our community, as is the theme of this weekly show. That's serious business, trying to make sure that we feel safe in our homes, in our communities, walking our children to school, driving back and forth to work and the like. You know, what do they have to say to really convince, you know, the American people that that is a concern?
I think it's important that they focus on the gun law. I think that they focus on gun laws and how people are able to get guns, how easily they're able to get. They need to talk about violence in our schools, violence on the streets, and that it's a complex answer. It's a complex answer because it's all related. I feel like the public safety in our neighborhoods is directly related to housing and employment and education. Is all connected, and they have to connect the two so that we feel whole in that. And I don't feel like I don't feel like that's going to get addressed tonight. When you say they're going to focus on democracy, DC is a very special case because we are not a state. And you'll see a lot of times Congress will impose these riders on DC, and they will put their hand in what's going on with what the local people actually want. And that's why I really like being a commissioner, because I get to be on the ground and dealing with people and hear exactly what they need and want, and to really fulfill that need. And I think that's why local politics is so important. And but I think that when you just said what they're going to focus on, and I hope I'm not skewing from your point, I think that's the best way for Biden to win this election is to focus on democracy, because we know that Donald Trump is trying to change what democracy is in America. He's trying to make it something different, like a dictatorship for a day, and I don't know. I don't know what the other type of government is, but he should. If you disagree with him, you are shamed. You are you are basically given a public bashing. And we know that even within his party. And that's just a dangerous person to give all this power to for another 4 years. We know what we're getting with him. And they're taking the right strategy and focusing on democracy instead of exactly what we're talking about, I believe.
I want Ravi and Martin to respond to what Sheena just shared, but I'm going to take a quick break, and then we can talk about that on the other side. You can hear this and every edition of the Daily Drum Insight segment via podcast on WHUR.com. The original Quiet Storm with John Mons is next on WHUR. I'm Harold Fisher. This conversation continues on Sirius XM channel 141 in just a few seconds.